Start. On demand. On demand. The CRTC says Canada's telecoms industry is sneaky. We'll have an extensive chat on their findings and visit with a University of Ottawa professor who was a mystery shopper in their inquiry. The appeal process has begun regarding the Bruce Oak Recovery Center. Many people do not want it opening at the old Vimy Arena, so we'll speak to City Councillor Sherry Rollins about why this process is even happening. We'll meet a former client of Siloam Mission whose story is both tragic and inspiring. We'll learn about the outstanding work being done by the Movement Center of Manitoba, and we'll tee up the sixth annual festival that celebrates food, beer, and wine. Love Local Manitoba. I'm Brett McGarry, alongside Greg Mackling and Loren McNabb. We are Mackling, McGarry, and McNabb, and this is the Thursday, February 21st podcast for The Start. Right now, Greg, we want to start by introducing you to a facility that is near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, it's a facility and an organization doing life-changing work every single day.
This place sees the child first and the disability secondary. Olivia has major parts of her brain that were damaged from a stroke that she had before she was born. At six, she wasn't walking, we were carrying her. She wasn't speaking. So we knew that we had to find every possible resource for her so that she could become the best person that she can be. And that's happening.
Let's stand up and go to lunch. I'm hungry.
You know, Olivia's independence has blossomed.
It's Olivia.
Yeah.
To an independent 14-year-old. She's eating, be more independent, self-dressing, moving from room to room in the house, improving her balance. So she's always progressing.
The thing that we've learned from the Movement Center is because the conductive education focuses on retraining the brain to perform everyday living functions, I think they've really got it figured out here in terms of the best way to try and enhance the brain function going forward.
Up and over left foot.
Movement Center Manitoba is celebrating National Conductive Education Awareness Day. The Movement Center Manitoba is one of only two centers in North America to provide conductive education beyond school age and into adulthood. Conductive education is effective for those individuals with cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, stroke, acquired brain injury, and Parkinson's disease. It's an incredible place. I've had the honor to visit a couple of different times. Joining us in studio, joining us here this morning to help us learn about conductive education is the new executive director of the Movement Center of Manitoba, Olivia Dirksen, along with Deanne Kowerko. Her daughter Zoe benefits from the work being done at the Movement Center. So, ladies, thank you for taking some time with us. What a powerful message. What an incredible place. Why don't we start with you, Olivia? Where is the Movement Center of Manitoba?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us, Greg. So we're located at 1646 Henderson Highway, and we've been in Manitoba we're in our 21st year.
Now, if you didn't know where the Movement Center was, that address is completely irrelevant, right?
Because I know.
The generosity of Mr. Bergen once upon a time.
Yeah.
It's sort of underneath the parking lot in between two high-rise apartment buildings. It's in a hidden location, but it's a hidden gem of a place.
It is. And you know what? I hate to say, but the landmark is the camera light on Henderson and Gilmore is where we are.
Well, that'll help people. Help them slow down a little
so
bit.
So just slow down. Make sure you take the turn and don't run the red.
We keep using the phrase this morning, conductive education. I wondered if you could maybe help us understand what that means when it comes to what you're doing at the Movement Center.
Yeah, so conductive education is a form, it's a blend between rehabilitation and education, and it operates on the premise that no matter how severe the disability, that when the person is motivated or when the individual is motivated, they can regain or gain independence. So it's based on neuroplasticity and that the brain does evolve.
One of the things that struck me, I think, in the clip that we just played, and I got actually teary listening to it because the mom said, She just wants to help her daughter be the best that she can be, which I think any mom or dad can relate to, or a parent. And then you have an additional layer of maybe a disability or other that you're working with. And so I wanted to ask Deanne, your daughter benefits. How old is she? What does she do there? And walk us through a bit about your story.
Zoe is 10 now. She just had a birthday last weekend, and she's been going there since she was 4. There's no diagnostic for Zoe. She's got global developmental delays, so overall delays. So when we first started going there when she was 4, she wouldn't stand, wouldn't walk, wouldn't even grasp anything. Like, she had sensory issues with her hands. Anything that touched her hands, like, she would just refrain and keep her hands up and do nothing. So over working with Chris at the movement center over the years, now she's using your hands a lot, and she's becoming a little troublesome little girl, like making messes all over the house and bugging her brother and having a real good time at life now that she can touch and feel and participate. And as for the walking, if you saw her today, if she was in this room, she would go up to you, crawling on her knees, grab your hand, and she expects you to walk around, because that's everything she sees now, she sees as a tool for walking, and she's learned that with the conductive education.
When you brought her in when she was 4, she wouldn't walk and wouldn't touch anything. Was it because she couldn't? She couldn't walk, or just wouldn't walk?
It's almost as if her brain was telling her that, no, it's a no-go, you can't do that. Like, it was a sensory, like, any feelings there. It was like a no, don't cross that line. And so we had to find different ways to make her interested. It's like, and that's what conductive education does. It finds like a new neurological pathways that opens up your mind at what else you can do. And it's just like trial and error. It's like you try all kind of different things you would not normally do, and then you get really good results.
So the people doing the therapy at the center, conductive education is tied right into the title there. They're conductors. They are enabling, they're engaging with the clientele there in order to, in my mind, based on what I saw, and you can correct me, but almost it's as much inspiration as anything else that goes on there, inspiring one another and feeding off that energy. Am I off base, Olivia?
No, not at all. In conductive education, that is one of the key components, is working in a group setting. So, you know, when you're sitting next to people and let's say, you know, you're in a group with MS clients, you know, and they say, you know, we're going to stand today. Well, if your partner next to you is standing, you're sure to do it yourself. Right. So it's a very inspirational setting. And even to add to Deanne's comment, isn't Zoe working on self-feeding now as
she
well,
is.
Which is a huge, yes. A huge thing, you know, that this little girl can now feed herself.
I know.
Well, and is working towards it. And yeah, it's some pretty powerful work.
Well, let's pause the conversation here because we have a few more questions for you. We have in studio with us Olivia Dirksen, who is the new executive director of the Movement Center of Manitoba on Henderson, and Deanne Kawerko, whose daughter Zoe benefits from the work being done at the Movement Center. Guests in studio today, Greg, have to do with today, February 21st, being National Conductive Education Awareness Day.
Yeah, and the Movement Center Manitoba, only one of two centers in North America to provide conductive education beyond school age and into adulthood. We've introduced you to Olivia Dirksen. She's executive director of the Movement Center Manitoba. We've also met Deanne Kawerko. Her daughter, Zoe, we were talking about her just a little bit ago. And in the words, the immortal words of Bob Irving, I think he shared this with me once upon a time, Brett, illustration is better than explanation.
When Zoe started here, we just wanted to get her into standing and to get her interested in standing. So that meant getting her to push up on her legs, to climb up into standing so that she could reach a world that was above a foot off the floor.
Two. Oh, my push.
I know she likes coming here because as soon as she gets here, she's always smiling, she's always happy, she's always yelling. Before, when she came here, she would be just like emotionless, basically.
I can't explain to Zoe why she needs to stand, why she needs to learn how to walk, because she doesn't need to in her world. She can get to everything on the floor by crawling. But if I can create an atmosphere where now functionally she has to walk to something that she wants, that's what's going to create the personality of someone who's going to grab onto their walker, stand themselves up, and want to go on their own.
So we're talking about Zoe and her mom is Deanne Cororco. And I was saying to you in the break, there's one thing to go to a doctor and have them listen to you, but another to have the people treat your child as an individual and not as a diagnosis. So when you walked through the doors of the movement center, did you feel like you had made that connection right away? Like now they're not looking at her with this label, but what they think that they can do?
Oh, yeah. When I walk there, it's like walking. It's like a visit. It's like you're going to a family member. It's, we're all a community and we're all in this together. And the greetings Zoe gets when she gets there, she's like a superstar.
What's the difference between what the doctors have said to you versus what some of the staff there are saying when it comes to, is it intuitive that they feel in terms of how to connect with her and how to help her become her best self?
Well, the doctors haven't really said what she could and couldn't do. And the movement center just tells me everything, all the possibilities that are out there. So it's more like the movement center has given us hope when the doctors just give us a label.
Olivia, it feels like a collaboration. We use the word conductor and conductive. It feels like a genuine orchestra when you're there.
It really does. There's lots of moving pieces, but it's the way that these conductors are trained and the way they see people and with their disability. They look at each client holistically and, you know, how can we take their deficits and help them achieve the most independence in their day-to-day life.
So somebody listening to this right now is hearing this interview and thinking, you know, I know somebody or I have somebody in my family who might benefit from the Movement Center. What do they do?
Go to our website at movementcenter.ca and we've got a pre-assessment form. So I would invite everyone to come down and get an assessment, schedule an assessment with one of our professionals and see if we could fit you into our programs.
Great way to see what happens there is on the website as well. Some outstanding, the video that goes along with the audio that we played for you this morning. Just a great way to immerse yourself and get just a tiny bit of a taste of what happens.
Olivia Dirksen is the Executive Director of the Movement Center of Manitoba on Henderson Highway. What's the address again, Olivia?
1646 Henderson.
Watch out for that camera.
Yeah, there's two, between two high-rise apartments, Greg.
You got it.
And then we also have in studio Deanne Cororco, whose daughter Zoe benefits from the work being done at the Movement Center. And now it sounds like she's rather grabby. Is that?
Yes, she's in a lot of trouble. She's she went from picking up a toy at a time out of her toolbox to flipping the entire thing over.
Okay. Oh, wow. So she's... Yeah.
Also strong, it sounds like.
She's building muscle.
You know, she's just trying to keep you on your toes, Mom, right?
You know what they say, careful what you wish for.
I know. Yeah.
Olivia and Deanne, thank you very much for visiting us. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for
having
us.
What's going to happen?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening to the Start Podcast. We are available on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Subscribe now and never miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, rate the show, tell us what you think, and hey, even tell a friend about the podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Greg is at GMACWPG, that's GMACKWPG. I am at Brett McGarry, BRETTMEGARRY. And Loren on Twitter is at McNabb on Global, and on Instagram at McNabb on CJOB. Talk soon.